obviously American Idol on everyone's mind today.
Yeah.
As much as Dancing with the Stars, some people care about.
Everyone wants to know what's going to happen with American Idol.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They okay. do.
Well, I thought it was a little bit unfair. The, you know, they got to choose two songs, right? One that they'd done before, their favorite from the year, and then one of their other choices, new choice. And the third one was this original composition. They didn't have any choice in it. They both had to sing the same song. And it seemed like it was written for, what's her, Jordan, instead of Blake.
He can beatbox in it.
Not really. Here's Blake singing it. Sound like some bad Christian song or something. Now available on Rock of Gods. Blake Lewis singing some crappy song from American Idol. It didn't sound very good at all.
Thought it was all a little odd, to be honest with you, Blake. How did you feel?
Hey, girl.
I mean, all the jumping around in the middle.
Yeah.
You looked a bit frustrated. I mean, the truth was, it's not a bad song. It's just not the type of song you would normally sing.
Not too bad.
So I think that we have to judge you tonight primarily on your first two performances.
That was nice of him. Because that song sounded like crap. And he did look ridiculous. He's all clutching at his heart, looking up at the sky. Life is great. And then Jordan comes out and slays the thing.
Gone are the shadows and doubt that was there. This is mine now. This is mine.
She really mustered up the tears there, too. Yeah, I'm not falling for it.
She was touched by the crowd.
She did a good job. And the judges pretty much gave her the competition.
You were the best singer tonight. You deserve it all, baby. That was fire right there. That's what it's about. You is what it's about.
Did you like what Randy was wearing last night?
What the heck?
What was that thing?
Chain brown suit.
It was one of the weirder outfits I've seen. So you just think, oh, there's more people watching tonight than normal, so I should go ahead and wear the ugliest outfit I can find? Is that the thought?
Like a sailor threw up on it or something.
Here's Paula on Jordan.
Jordan, I said before I didn't know what to say, and you freaking make me proud, but I look over to the left of me, and I see your parents, and I see them singing along with you, and I see the joy on their faces. You have a lot to be proud of. You're an angel.
It is a singing competition. Amen. And you just wiped the floor with Blake on that song.
No.
So, yeah, she's going to win. But who cares? Let's talk about Paula's nose and her weirdness.
I want to find out what happened to Paula because I heard late last night that you had broken your nose. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm all right.
Well, I like the new nose. Did they give you that one?
Simon says it's sexier.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm glad you're all right. Are you bruised? Does it hurt?
I'm just bruised. I tripped over my dog, Tulip.
What sort of dog is it?
Tulip's fine. She was snoring.
So the bitch is okay. All right, we got it. It's ironic that the town...
Seacrest said the word.
I know. So Paula was on her best behavior for most of the night. I was like, surely she's going to act drugged out or something, right? She did fine until the very end of the show.
And it's up to you guys.
And they're all winners because...
We're all winners. We're all
and
winners.
Why is that?
We're just
why
all winners. Winners.
They're all winners because you always say that.
Thank you.
Because why?
The premiere of On the Lot is next. That's why, Paula.
Why?
Pleased to welcome back to...
Jeez. Thanks for that.